Welcome to the Friday Coffee Club, a look at news stories and events in our region with Janice Puska.
And welcome back to our show. Well, the Campus Casing Flyers have had a long-standing tradition in our community when they joined the Great North Midget Hockey League back in the early 1990s. And over the years, they have had some great coaches run the organization, from Jim Rathbone to Ed Carter to the late G.P. Goulet, along with Stan Patwin, even Glenn Denny, as well as most recently with Sheldon Riesbeck. Now the Campus Casing Flyers have turned to Darren Potvin, who will take over behind the bench when the Great North U18 Hockey League gets set to face off again this fall. We caught up with Darren Potvin to talk more about what to expect from this hockey club coming up in the fall.
Our goal is to have a team that's going to obviously be competitive. To be competitive, we're going to have to work. And I know it's like the old cliche in hockey, you got to be big, you got to be fast, you got to be strong. But I'm really looking for 20 players that are going to just work their tails off every game, every practice, and really push each other to be better. Night in and night out and week in and week out when it comes to the practicing and stuff like that. So I would suspect that we're going to have an entertaining group, probably a group that's going to be fun to watch on most nights, but also a group that's going to be extremely hardworking. And if you're not working, you're just simply not going to play.
Well, when I look at what's coming up, Campus Casing has always been, and the Flyers have always been, kind of a regional team with players in from Hearst, from Long Lac, wherever, even from the far north. Talk about that. Is that still going to be part of what the modus operandi of this organization is?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to pick the best players available to us, regardless of age or location. The Caps Casing Flyers have a history of being competitive in our league. And, I don't think it was a surprise to anybody that we were just not good enough this year. We can blame a variety of different reasons for that. But the number one thing is, we didn't have to work really for anything. Even that started in training camp last year, right? So our goal, to have a good, competitive, strong training camp. And, our guys are going to have to work, even our returning players that are eligible to return. What I can say, and the message will be the same to them, is that no spot is going to be safe. Everyone will have to work for their spot on this team, whether you are a first-year player from last year or a third-year player from last year. You're going to have to work, and you're going to have to put the effort in throughout the summer to make this hockey club. So I would suspect, listen, Dennis, I'd be lying to you if I said anything otherwise, but we're going to take the best 20 players available to us in our tryouts.
We appreciate Darren Potvin joining us on our program. To listen to this interview again and find out more about the Coffee Club, head over to the on-air section of our website at mycampuscasingnow.com. We'll talk to you next Friday.